This is Kareem Mosna from CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative. I was on Queen's University campus checking out the Union Gallery just the other day, and when I was there, I saw Q-Wave. Now, Q-Wave is Queen's Music Production Collective, and they were hosting a sound play event, which basically allowed anybody to come in and start mixing some sounds and making their own music. I spoke with Q-Wave founder Adam Ben-David.
Yeah, I founded Q-Wave 3 years ago when I was in first year. I just sort of wanted to learn more about the concept of music production, and that's about it. And then I started with a couple of friends, and then it's grown to like a collective of over like 200 kids.
200? Wow.
That includes like alumni, faculty, students, both former and present. So yeah. It's been like over 4 years.
Excellent. And I mean, we're here today at the Union Gallery and basically allowing people to come in and basically try their hand at basically creating and playing with some sounds. Tell me a bit about what the experience you hope to create through this.
So the sound play is, is exactly what it almost sounds like. I mean, it's just the opportunity for people to just come in and create their own versions of sound that already exist. And I know that a lot of the times it can feel kind of frustrating if you don't necessarily play an instrument to a certain degree of proficiency, or you don't play any instruments, or if you have this passion for music but you don't feel like you have an outlet for it. It's nice to sort of be able to like create something of your own, to be given the resources to do that. So, you know, if you can come in here with no instruments and create something that sounds totally different than what someone else might do 2 minutes after you.
Yeah, it's the idea that anyone can make music.
Exactly. That's kind of like that is the mission statement of Q-Wave, is that anyone can make music, and we try to break down as many barriers as possible to that.
Well, tell me about some of those barriers that are being broken through this.
I would say a big one is we recognize that finances are a huge barrier when making music. I mean, instruments are, exorbitantly expensive. Instrument software, all that. So through the funding that the school gets from, that the club gets from our opt-out fee, we're able to provide these resources for free. We don't charge any membership fee. We have a studio on campus that members are free to use, no charge there. And then we set up events like these where we can reach the greater public in the Kingston community and encourage people to just kind of like dive into the world of sound.
Yeah. So tell me where people can, so if someone's interested in coming out to a Q-Wave meeting, where can people find you?
If you visit www.theqwave.ca, you'll find all the information you need. There's a calendar with events per week listed there. There's all sorts of different resources. There's a sign-up button. And then when you sign up, you get access right away to free software that is granted by our sponsors.
So. Nice. So people can, also take this home with them and play at home.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the idea, is that you get a digital audio workstation for free, and then you can start sort of messing around with sounds by yourself. And we host seminars and weekly tutorials to teach people how to use that software that we give them, so that we don't leave them in the dark.
Very cool. Very cool. And this is open to anybody who's interested?
There's no limits. I mean, it's basically open to all Queen's students, Kingston members, basically anyone. Yeah.
Beautiful. And just a great chance to come in and just play with some sound and create a soundscape of your own. And in terms of sourcing sounds and finding sounds that work together, is this something that is also kind of covered in seminars?
Sound selection is a very important aspect of creating music. But it can also kind of feel limiting in a certain degree. So I think it's walking that fine balance between like, I want to make an R&B song. Maybe I shouldn't use a heavy metal distorted guitar, but also like, maybe I should. maybe I want to do something a bit different. So I think sound selection can both be a blessing and a curse. And you have to be able to sort of walk that fine line. And, Q-Wave is always happy to help sort of talk about that and see where that leads people, for sure.
I guess, and it's a chance to experiment and see what combinations you can come up with, really.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about the infinite. Is infinitude a word? I don't know.
The infinity of
the infinity of possibilities that lie before you when you have the world of sound at your fingertips. So for sure,
well, you're majoring in life science and also minoring in music. You know, down the road, you know, once you graduate, you know, could you see, you know, using some of what you're doing within QA perhaps in a future career?
I definitely think that I'm going to be focusing more on the music side of things. Life science is incredibly interesting, and, you know, especially my specialization of infectious diseases and microbiology is, you know, so great. I just think that QWave and my minor has sort of led me to this path of maybe investing a bit more time in the scene of music. And so that's sort of something that I'm hoping to be able to discover. And if I think that that was at any point maybe not the right choice, maybe I'll go back and decide something else. But I'm going to give music a shot, and I hope that it pans out.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.